Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatoly Zak, who keeps the Russian space web. Adventures of the Roscosmos, then and now and in the future. We're going to then, April of 1975. Our heroes, Lazarov and Makhanov, nearly blacking out, losing eyesight, coming down with 21G load. The capsule deploys its parachute, another success of an automatic recovery mission from failure. Never reached orbit, so they didn't have to necessarily worry about reentry through the heat shield. But where are they coming down? And they're drifting down, and all of a sudden they hear a thud. They've landed, and they open the capsule. Now, remember, they took off from Turitam in Kazakhstan, where Anatoly tells me it was 25 degrees centigrade. That's warm. It's sort of on the high end of a good summer day. And now they open the capsule and climb out. And what did they find, Anatoly? Where were they?
So they landed essentially around 1,500 kilometers downrange from Turitam in so-called what Russians called Altai Mountains. So it's due west from Kazakhstan. It's actually on the Russian side of the border, but it's very close to intersection of borders with China and Mongolia. And what's interesting at that time, the political situation between the Soviet Union and China was very bad. The relationship between the countries were at the brink of the war. China was going through a cultural revolution, of course. And it was they when they realized that the crew actually they knew that situation, because as soon as they separated from the rockets, they saw that they're coming down in an area which very close to Chinese border. Of course, the parachute landing means that you don't know exactly where you land because you're subject to winds. So they, on top of all their technical problems and all the issues with the spacecraft, they had to worry about where they gonna land. They obviously didn't want to land in China. And generate basically immediately trigger some kind of diplomatic situation, some diplomatic crisis or even. So they had to worry about that. So they ended up 300 kilometers inside, around 300 kilometers inside the Soviet territory. But the area geographically was extremely inhospitable. First of all, it was a slope of the mountain. Of course, the Soyuz capsule is round, so it was subject to rolling down the hill. Fortunately, they did not separate the parachute, and the parachute itself is kind of tangled into the tree. And that's at least some of the sources we have credit this kind of unfortunate situation in other cases for actually saving this capsule. It's actually stuck in the snow and stopped rolling down the hill because of that parachute tangled in the tree. And that's how it's actually stopped and remained there for until the crew could be rescued. But the area itself was very inhospitable, very hard to reach for rescue services because they couldn't land a helicopter even.
It was a snowfield. They were in freezing temperatures. They climb out and they look around. And yes, they're still on planet Earth, although I was jesting with Anatoly. I remember many science fiction movies and also Twilight Zones when they land in backwards in time or forwards in time or on Mars instead of the moon. However, they climb out there in the mountains, very inhospitable, Anatoly says, unreachable. And they're being pursued by mission rescue, helicopters and aircraft looking for them. And how long does it take to locate them from Turitam? How soon do they know where they are?
So essentially, thanks to the radio contacts, they were kind of roughly, and of course the trajectory, even ballistic trajectory and scheduled trajectory is well known for the Soyuz spacecraft. So they were kind of, there was a general idea where they're going to end up. And then they could triangulate based on radio signals. They could, within minutes or hours, they could triangulate where the general landing area was. But to pinpoint the exact landing, that took a few hours. And then, of course, when the helicopters actually reached the first aircraft, the fixed wing aircraft came there, and he spotted the capsule, but its crew, the aircraft crew. But then when helicopters approached, they actually had problem landing there because the area was so difficult. It was very uneven. It was a slope, and there were trees all over the place. There were rocks and snow. So they could not immediately land. And they were preparing actually to parachute the rescue doctors and rescue crew into the area. And they were kind of, the actual Soyuz crew, the Lazarev and Makarov, told them not to do this because there was also on top of everything, there was bad weather and there was a wind. And they essentially, the Lazarev himself, he was a good parachute instructor and he knew parachute sport very well. So he said, don't do this. Because nobody is going to make it to our site, and actually people might die during landing during such a strong wind.
We've got 30 seconds, Anatoly. Who rescued them? That forest ranger? He was the first one to reach them.
So in the next morning, actually, there was a geological survey group which came there using their own helicopter, and they actually lowered the forest ranger to the area, and he actually jumped in and gave a cigarette to the crew. It's all he had in his pocket.
April 5th to April 6th, 1975, Soyuz 18-1, successful recovery of the crew. Anatoly Zak, Russian Space Web. I recommend the site highly for more adventures that we didn't get in the Cold War. We're getting now thanks to Anatoly. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.